Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of DashPass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now, or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile, and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier and timely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks. No cash access and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Little Bob here. It's America's 250th birthday. So, shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. We've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving and those signature Bob-a-pedic seats. So stop into Bob's Discount Furniture or shop online at mybobs.com, where America shops for furniture.
I heard something this morning.
Yeah.
Did you know? Do you know where Jimmy Butler went for All-Star break? Did you hear about this?
I did. I did. Can you say it?
He went to Dubai.
Oh, no. Okay, no, I'm thinking of something else. No, I didn't know he went to Dubai.
How you go to
Wait,
Dubai?
Wait, what was he doing out there? Break.
That was his vacation.
Oh, he just, okay, well.
It's a long way to go for
a few days. Yeah.
Well, you know, hey.
2 days are in the air.
NBA money's different. I get why Rick Barry and those people were so bitter.
Yeah. But he's not going to be ready tonight. Because, you know, well, that was an India trip. But you know.
Oh, yeah.
He's not going to be ready for about five years.
Yeah.
King's still recovering.
He ain't going to be.
I don't think anyone is still there from still that trip. But, yeah, they're still recovering.
Yeah. It's tough.
Not one person on the team, huh?
Didn't the Pacers? No. Didn't the Pacers and Spurs play in France?
Yes.
Yeah, how they doing?
Well, Wemby's out for the season.
Well, yeah, but
went to France and Wemby got a blood
Spurs clock. Won, and the Pacers, they've turned their whole season around.
They beat Memphis last night.
They did. Like, Pacers are, like, I don't know if they can get any higher. Like, they're a bit far back. But, yeah, it's a whole different team than they were a month and a half ago.
Creating enemies along the way.
Bro, Tim Hardaway.
I don't know what happened there.
Tim Hardaway went at Tyrese Halliburton so excessively.
That's personal.
It's like, yo, like.
Where'd you see Tyrese quote tweeted him after?
Were you king of the white women before Tyrese? Because this is weird.
Well, yeah, you saw Tyrese respond.
That's how I saw it. I saw Tyrese's I don't follow that goofy stuff that happens on that show. But Tim Hardaway said, quote, if I go back and suit up, I want to go F up Tyrese Halliburton. He talks so much stuff. I want to go back and bust his mother effing ass.
My goodness.
He think he all that. Bro, what? Are we talking about the same Tyrese Halliburton? Tyrese quote tweeted him. Tell the world the real reason you feel this way, Tim. What's he talking about?
That's what I want to know.
What is going on?
That's what I want to know.
That is
we need the truth.
That is such an excessive response from Tim Hardaway and a chill response from Tyrese. I'm like, wait a minute. The hell happened here?
You know who? Did you know what? Well, you know who? Let's keep that between me and you for now.
Man.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what that's all about.
That's crazy.
But yeah, it seems personal. It definitely seems personal. Now I ain't gonna lie. It's none of our business, but I ain't gonna lie. I want to know. I want to know what Tyrese talking about.
Yeah, I want to know what Tyrese talking
about
too.
Trista could probably find out.
That it has Trista has had to have made a video about this by now. Like Trista's videos are like breaking news.
They are.
Of course, she's working today in Las Vegas. Let's check. TK, four new posts. Well, no. LaMelo Ball, no. Won't leave my cat. Okay, no. She doesn't have a video on this yet.
She's busy. She's busy.
Well, she's cooking.
Yeah.
She is cooking.
But, yeah, that was crazy to see. That was crazy to see this morning.
Yeah, was it 7 prepared? O'clock in the morning.
Was it prepared for that?
So weird, man. Dying to know. I guess we'll, I don't know, maybe we will.
Did you
call Mr. Halliburton? Do we still have his number? What the hell happened this morning,
yeah,
Mr. Halliburton?
Yeah. What's going on, big dog?
Did you fill us in?
We're going to talk about this with our guy Eddie Gonzalez in just a little bit, but Suns just really cooked. Is that the case?
Okay. Then we got an answer.
I don't know. We got someone said this with like a lot of bass in their voice, I think, and we were tagged in it. For those who don't know, and shout out to the people that you're tagged in it. Okay, this is the internet. For those that don't know, Tim Hardaway was on the 2000 Miami Heat squad with Tyrese Halliburton's cousin, Eddie Jones.
Okay.
Eddie Jones invited the wife of Hardaway to his Miami high-rise condo and slept with her.
Oh, no.
And for some reason, they included, had her screaming.
Oh, my goodness.
This caused serious drama. Hardaway left Miami.
All right, well, we got our answer.
So I was going to say, the way that the league works, whether that's real or not, the way that the league works, feels that's like, very believable.
Yeah, that feels like it checked out. We've said it before. It's not a just an exclusive thing. These, like, when it's really heated, it's either money or women.
Yep. Every time. Every time.
It's either money or women. This checks out.
Imagine that, like Stephen Kesson did it. Like, yes, he's going to take it on his little cousin. Like, Tim Hardaway Jr. just hated on, like, 10-year-old Tyrese Halliburton. I hate this kid. I hate this kid. He's in the league. I hate this kid.
He said he talks a bunch of stuff. What has Tyrese ever said?
Remember what my uncle did?
Probably. Tyrese be talking crazy.
Does he?
Tyrese be talking crazy.
I guess I missed it.
Like, yeah, he'll be talking. I could imagine that. Tyrese be talking crazy.
All right.
But he's so nice. You know, he's so likable, and he'll do it in a certain type of way where, you know, you won't think about it, but yeah. I could see that.
Yeah, I guess trash talk from Tyrese wouldn't move me.
So unless
it has no, literally has no base behind it.
Like, unless he was
like, Tyrese, get out of my face.
He could have been talking to
Eddie having his.
Well, he was talking to Junior, talking trash to Junior.
Okay.
Hardaway might have been there and said something or heard it going on, and Tyrese might have been like, "Shut the hell up, bro." You know the vibes.
I'll bust your ass too, old man.
You know.
You want some too, old man?
Not even that. Just like, shut the hell up. Screaming. You know the vibes. You know the vibes. So relax.
If Tyrese said that, he's my favorite player. That's funny.
It's climbing the wall.
Screaming. All caps, ho. What? Oh, that's funny.
And then, yeah, he just, I mean, that goes to me. He talks so much S.
Mm-hmm. No?
I want to F him up. Mm. Hey, well, that's crazy. Yeah, I need more explanation.
Maybe Eddie knows. Well, ask Eddie.
Eddie, he in the know. That's crazy. Eddie Jones wild for that, too, if that's a true story. That's a wild boy for that one.
All right.
That is a wild boy.
I got sidetracked by something Kyle sent in the group chat. Yeah, I can't. What is that?
I don't know. That has to be a joke. That's no way.
Yeah, there's no way someone wrote that. Like, there's no way someone wrote this.
All right, who wants to read it to the class?
I'll read it because, like, we're a radio show and people need to hear this.
Go ahead, yeah, be serious.
What do you think this, but this isn't.
No, it's a joke, I think, yeah.
This is a joke. This is a joke. I'm not reading this. This is a joke.
Oh, yeah, no. No, the flag was.
No, because this isn't real. There's no way that, like, okay, wait a second. Where did you get this from?
Kyle's trying to set us up right now.
I think he is. I think Kyle, like, he's, oh, I got things to do. I'm going to make this Photoshop. Where is this from? If I get a suitable answer, I will read it out loud to the class. Because I'm convinced Kyle just is sitting at home goofing around and made that.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
It says, well, all right. What does that even mean? It says King's Twitter.
Well, in the community.
Okay, wait a second. There's no way that follow-up.
No,
there's no way that follow-up is true. At Sacramento King, standby. No way. Oh, my God, it is.
I swear.
It's true. That's real.
Can we pull it up on the screen?
Oh, wow. Stand by. Kings need a
I can't wait about to throw a flag on the Sacramento Kings.
This is about to be a game-changing moment here. The Kings are about to catch a flag.
Wow.
Here it is right there on the Sacramento Kings page. Breaking news. Monk's beef with Rim continues. Sources say it had it coming.
All right. It's a pass interference on the Sacramento Kings. Halfway distance to the goal.
Man, they just got that graphic lingering up there. Like, it's just up there the whole time. Like, what is the purpose of this?
I didn't think that was real because of, like, how it was written. There's, like...
Yeah.
Like, come okay, on, now... Man. Okay, now let's do this part. Hold on. We got to go back to the Sacramento Kings here. Let's see the quote tweets.
Jesus, Kings.
It's all bad.
Oh, nope. Oh, man, why they got to do that? Okay.
Jesus. All right, Kings. Come on, man.
Monk's beef with Rim continues. Whoa. Sources say it had it coming.
Whoa.
And they have it under a breaking news headline.
Yeah.
Man, saying that out loud is crazy.
I almost want to throw a flag on Dame.
I'm about to say you just got to.
I'm a broadcast journalist. Eddie Gonzalez joins us next here on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320. My man, Eddie Gonzalez with us here. We already talking. We vibing, man. We having some fun talking about life. Hey, do you know the origins of this issue between Tim Hardaway and Tyrese Halliburton? Because we found a rumor, and if it's a rumor, if there's any reality to that rumor, like, oh, that's good. Yeah. Yeah.
A certain insider sent me that.
Okay.
Said, oh, I think this is true. So.
Okay. Well, tell.
Can I say one thing before we
tell
get
that back? Certain insider please, to figure it out.
Please kill the idea of USA versus the world in All-Star game. Please let's just let that die.
I mean,
there's not 12-4 in All-Star.
Hey. I don't know if they want that smoke.
Talking
about USA. Talking about USA. Snub. I don't know.
But they're not
12-4
in All-Stars.
You could probably get 8, though.
What you going to do with 8 All-Stars, man? Okay, so look, because I'm arguing about this on Twitter for the last hour. Mm. So to placate.
You arguing on Twitter? Nah.
So to placate that idea, we say, okay, we have 8 true foreign-born All-Stars. And that includes Luka, who didn't make it this year. That includes Franz, who was hurt and didn't make it this year. So we have to cut 4 spots so they can have their 8. Or are we giving 16 to the Americans? Because there's 16 American All-Stars.
You can find 12, though. You can find 12.
We're like, just going to plug in Jamal Murray, who doesn't deserve it more than LaMelo Ball. Or, like,
Saying, like, Franz will probably get on there. Is he an All-Star, quote-unquote? Probably not. But because of that format, you can get to 12 with guys like that.
You're going to get them boys ran out the gym, man.
I don't know. It's tough.
They did as close as they could this year. They had their fake foreign team, and they had to have Donnie on there and Kat on there and guys who aren't necessarily supposed to be on there. And they got ran out the gym by the old heads with no center, with no LeBron, with no AD. Who, let's be serious.
Who did?
That team, that the team that played in the finals of the All-Star game with Wimby, with Jokic and all, this whole foreign mob, they drafted it that way on purpose. They had the youngins, they had the old head team, and then they had the foreign team. They couldn't fill the foreign team, so you get Donovan Mitchell, you get
Cat. I didn't even realize that was what was going on.
Ran out the gym. It was 11-1. They had to call a timeout.
Yeah, but
they lost 40-20.
There was no –
Wimby was mad.
There was no Jokic. Was SGA on that team too?
Yeah.
Well, the damn Kevin Hart, SGA couldn't get warm. SGA was like, I'm cold again. I just warmed up 40 minutes ago.
Yeah. Hey, don't put them boys on the real estate like that. They will get run out of the gym.
Don't
care about this game, man.
Don't do anything like what you just did. Just everything you just did, scrap all of
East,
that.
West, the best guys.
That's it.
That's
it. Just do East versus West.
Well, Eddie, like I said, it all comes back. This is how I felt over the weekend and, you know, after seeing things. It all comes back to these players, man. Like all the little gimmicks and stuff that's going on, like I kind of empathize with the NBA because they're like, we got to try something because you guys won't play. You guys won't play. So we got to bring out Kevin Hart, who hasn't been funny in 15 years. We got to have these little weird formats because y'all won't play. If you would play, we would just play the game.
I mean, there's so I said that. Look, we definitely romanticized the early 2000s games, I'm sure. But they were better than this. Mm-hmm. They were better and more competitive than this. I keep saying the same thing. We could say it in Sacramento. It might not get me stoned like it would anywhere else.
Stoned.
Steph and Damian Lillard, they ruined the All-Star game. Mm. And I guess Trey and Luka. Because there's nothing exciting about missing a half-court shot. For the fans, for the guys on the court, if we was at 24-hour fitness on flooring and somebody was chugging, we'd all be like, come on, bro. Even if you made one, be like, yo, I'm trying to hoop here.
Right.
What are you doing?
Right.
Now,
right.
If not me, I'll say if D'Lo went up for a dunk and he happened to miss, but he went up for the dunk, it was like, oh, I get that. Okay. They don't – it's nothing exciting about dudes shooting half court shots or 40-foot shots or sidestep threes all game. That's just it's just not the same. No. We're not even bumping into each other. I don't have to guard you out there.
Right.
We just watching you shoot.
I agree.
So it's just a different play style, and I blame them. Blame.
Who's them?
Dame, Steph, and Trae Young, and Luke.
I can do it.
Too.
I can do it in Sacramento. I can't do it like nationally or on Twitter.
Oh, and look. Now that he's gone, De'Aaron, we don't need to see that type of effort in the All-Star game again. That was atrocious.
Oh, not the old heart voice for the
I got love for him, but he, man, you can't come back to the party playing like that. Come on.
Like, he didn't.
You got to go above and beyond to get back, because that was ridiculous.
How long you think before they shut De'Aaron down?
Ooh, it's tough. I mean, they probably shouldn't have won that game last night. We don't got to talk about the Phoenix Suns because I'm asking that question about them boys over there, too. The fact that they had their draft pick got me eyeballing the Spurs and wondering, you know, just how soon we're going to see that because there's nothing to be gained for them. I think we have our 10 playoff teams. Shout out to Sacramento Kings for that.
Salute.
The further they slip, the closer they got to get to doing that. You got to get up in that draft if you're the Spurs and you had that opportunity. I mean, your coach is out. You've been working with an assistant all year, and it's time to shut that down.
Hey, so okay, let's talk about it. Like, it's just damn Phoenix. It's just not gonna happen. Like I'm still afraid of their top end talent. Right, like I'm still like. Can't count them out, and you still can't just because they lost yesterday. But, like, nah, man, I can't envision them just with all those guys healthy just not making it. But, I mean, they had to scrap and claw to get it to 8 last night against that sorry Spurs team. It's just not going to happen for these guys.
Man, I thought we was going to skate by. We were going to talk about Yankees get to wear their beards now or something.
That's crazy.
But, all right, we going here. I mean, at the end of the day, it's not a good team. It's not a good team. We're watching them play four guards and Kevin at center some nights. We're watching them bench guys left and right here, and there might be some lineup changes coming tomorrow against the Bulls as well.
How many more players do they have? It's like their fourth lineup change.
Yeah, and it's like it's clearly they can't defend well enough, and they're honestly not scoring enough either. Even on a night like last night where Kevin shot really well, Booker struggled a little bit. You get Royce O'Neal's career high, and you end up losing by anyway without Wimby. You know what I mean? So we're going to keep getting them stories like we talked about on here. It's every time. I mean, Kevin got into it yesterday. He I ain't seen him that annoyed in a while. I guess CP just does it to you. But we're going to start getting him stories. Bill Simmons being the body language doctor today on Twitter. getting videos zoomed in on. And look at he's quitting. He's not happy. Yo, you're not going to be happy when you're losing that game. Like, if he was smiling, we would also go, oh, look, he doesn't care. He's laughing. Yeah. They're down. So, like, there's no winning here. Uh-huh. And it's just going to keep going. It's just going to keep going. I'm going to tell you. Straight like this, the Grizzlies and the Rockets play on ESPN tonight. What you think they're going to talk about when it comes time to talk about that game tonight? What you think they're going to talk about? They got the Lakers and Nuggets tomorrow night, national television. What you think they're going to talk about tomorrow when they talk about that? Like, that's the story of this season now, and it's just going to keep going. People are going to start suggesting you fire that coach, even though you've had now three coaches in 3 years. Like, it's
I do think Bud's part of the problem, though. I do think Bud's part of the problem.
Oh, I think he is too. But this type of situation doesn't get better. And what is firing Bud do for you at right now? It's just more of the circus.
Yeah, for sure.
We've introduced a new ring to the circus that's only getting worse. When you get a chance, commercial break, whatever, go look at their schedule in March. Go look at all of everybody they play. That is they got Cavs games, they got Thunder games, they got Celtics games, they got Kings games. They play Kings last game of the season. That game might be for the playoffs. Like, it's a rough schedule over there that they got to play. It's probably going to get way worse.
Sounds like the Kings March where we got Milwaukee, Boston, OKC three times in 4 days.
Right now,
Kings got a really long homestand and got a really long road trip.
Right,
they got schedule gods got them good.
The road trip is like at the end, and it's like it's a mix. I know you got like Detroit and stuff, but you got Washington, Charlotte on there. It's a mix. This Phoenix.
And then you finish with like three playoff teams too, right? You finish with like three of the teams you're bumping against for the spot.
As of today, I know James Hamm mentions this often, and he's spot on. As of today, the Kings have the fourth toughest schedule according to strength of schedule percentage. Phoenix is second. Phoenix got a Cleveland game. They got a Thunder game. They got two against Boston. They got the Knicks. They got the Nuggets. And they got two against Memphis. And that's just like the top end teams. That doesn't take into account if they play the Warriors or something like that.
It's tough, man. It's tough. It's going to be a nice little stretch. And the problem for the Suns is everybody got better around them. And, I mean, even the Spurs had, but obviously they lose their big guy. So that changes a little bit. But everybody got better around them, and you pretty much did that.
How bad is it there? Like, is it that bad? Like, because I think this Kevin Durant thing is fascinating. Like, it really is. You laid this out well before. Kevin didn't want to be traded, didn't ask to be traded, nothing of the sort. The team tried to trade him without his knowledge. Kind of shut the whole thing down, and somehow he's the bad guy in all of this. somehow he's catching all of the heat. And it's like, man, I'm never not fascinated when fans side with ownership and side with franchises rather than players. Like, it's incredible to me.
You in my bag right now. I mean, it looks bad. I mean, you're losing too. So whether it looks bad or not, you're losing. They play the Bulls tomorrow, then they play the Raptors. And you know what they struggle against? Big athletic teams. When they go to Toronto, they're going to play some athletes, some long arms, and some big guys. Chicago, it's a toss-up. You know, they're about that level of team right now. Mm-hmm. It's a toss-up. You're on the road, and who knows? Chicago's getting healthier. You're going to struggle with the big fella. Like, it's a lot going on. How bad is it? I mean, we've been saying for some time. Look, Kevin made his grand return to Golden State as next to Steph on the All-Star team. They actually won. He handed Steph his All-Star MVP. And what did he do? He had to sit with Malika Andrews and go and ask, answer a bunch of questions about this. He'd do it every step of the way. Like, how bad is it? I mean, Kevin's a pro. He gets on the podium yesterday and says, yo, it's beauty in the struggle. We're going to work our way through this, or we're not. But the point is, we're going to play through it, and it's not going to shake me. Says all the right things, but he still has to hear about it. Mm-hmm. And your teammates still have to hear about it. And you're asking your coach about it. And you got your GM doing the radio and he had to do a press conference. That noise is not nothing. Mm-hmm. Kings fans know that we've dealt with noise for forever. That noise is not nothing. It matters. It creeps up. You don't want to be dissected like that. And you're losing games. So is it bad? Yeah. And it's going to be worse in the summer because it's going to be the vultures circling and wondering, how do we get Kevin Durant out of that team? Can we get Devin Booker off that team? That's going to happen all summer.
I always think about, you know, you talking about Book, and he's franchised there. You know, he's embedded into the Phoenix Suns culture, or the recent Phoenix Suns culture, and how they wouldn't move him. I mean, it kind of feels like Phoenix is getting close. Very, very close to a point where, like, all things are on the table. We may have to just strip all of this down and look to rebuild. I don't know if you do that in a market like Phoenix, or you know, if they're open to doing something like that. But it feels like they've played all the cards they had at this point, and they're not even going to make the play-in potentially. And at that point, like, what are we doing? Like, what are we really doing?
I mean, I think if you're looking at the team, and you say, a lot of questions wondering, what's Kevin's true value in the market this summer, right? He's will be on the final year of his contract. He will be 37 years old in September. Now, he's great. Top 10 player. You argue wherever spot he is, but he's been great all year when he's been healthy. He's on that contract. He's making that much money. He's going to require a new contract right after. But he could also has the power to say, yo, I'm not signing anything. I'm a test free agency next summer. So what is the price for a player with all of that, all of those caveats in the, and you know, the team has to trade him. Is it the same as it was 2 years ago, 3 years ago, two starter level forwards, five draft picks swaps? No. Oh no. So what are you getting back if you're the Suns? In the teams you're looking at that are interested, the teams you keep hearing, a starter, a young player, maybe one pick. People are talking about them getting their pick back from Houston. If you're Houston, yo, y'all are out. Y'all are in the lottery now. Y'all might slip even further. That pick ends up being the sixth pick, the fifth pick. Why am I trading that? Why am I giving up stuff and trading? I could just draft five. I might get Ace Bailey. Like, I might get VJ Edgecombe. Like, I might get a guy. So I don't know what the market is. And if you're trying to recoup all these assets and build for the future, it might be a better market for Devin Booker, who's 28. He's gonna you could demand some draft picks back for that. Because then I think if you're Phoenix, you have to sit there and go, is it worth it? Is it even worth it for us to pair Jalen Green and Devin Booker? Like, did our team just get better? We added a pick? Like, there's a lot to be figured out, and I don't think it's as cut and dry as people think. Even the other shooters. Oh, if we take Julius Randle and Naz Reid and we pair them with Devin Booker and what we have here, is that a playoff team? This team we have right now with Kevin is in the playoff team. Lot to be discovered and a lot for that front office to figure out. Yeah. Do you ship away the homegrown star? That's a tough decision to make. The Kings just made it, but that's a tough decision to make. But it's one they're gonna have to face.
Who's in worse shape moving forward? Phoenix?
Philly.
Thank you. Thank you. That was the question. Who's in worse shape moving forward? Phoenix or Philly?
I mean, when I ask about chatter around the league 2 years ago, I mean, we could say it now because it's just about dead. It was like, yeah, Houston's getting ready to really make a run for Joel. Oh, okay. Brooklyn's getting ready to really make a run for Joel. Okay. Golden State may be getting a run to make a run for Joel. All that's quiet now. All that's quiet. Not that Joel is bad, but he's about to be 31 years old. And he's got all those health issues. And he's outward saying, like, yeah, I need a major knee surgery. Paul George. What is that? Like, I think Kevin, LeBron James, Stephen Curry, they've kind of distorted our version of what a 34-year-old, 35-year-old former All-Star looks like, because they kind of look like Paul George. They don't always look like Steph Curry or LeBron, who's scoring 40 at 40 and all that stuff.
Crazy.
And you're dedicated to three more years of that at a max, like, that's a tough spot. Mm-hmm. And how do you trade those guys? And how toxic is that contract? But yeah, I would say Philly because Kevin is still valuable. Like, you can still get something for mm-hmm. Kevin. You know how I know you can't get nothing for Paul George? He was widely available at the deadline. Mm-hmm. Not even a call.
Mm.
We're good. We're good on that. So,
all of a sudden, the Clippers look like geniuses.
Man, for real. They got out of there.
Yeah.
The other killer for me is, and I don't know why you did this if you're Philly, why did you sign Joel to that extension? You could be looking at him coming off the books next summer, I think it was before. Like, I think that's what the previous contract was. But for reasons that nobody can explain, they went and signed him to an extension. This guy, I was having conversations with these guys before they signed a contract and said, like, yo, you probably should start shopping them. Mm-hmm. Like, you should probably start shopping them. And they went the complete opposite way and said, no, we're going to keep them here forever. All right.
Well, similar to the Luka situation, right? Like, whatever warts there are, Philly knew better than anybody. And they still said, oh, we'll pay. Whereas Dallas, they were ballsy enough to say, do we want to? You know, and Luka's a better player. But whatever warts they were, they knew better than anybody, and they still went with it. So we're in a new NBA world now where a Supermax contract, we gotta squint a little bit, try to make sure. I think we're going to see that with Memphis and Jaren Jackson, who's probably going to win Defensive Player of the Year and now be Supermax eligible. Hearing the rumors about Ja Morant over there, like, everybody's squeezing a little tighter right now. Like, if we're going to pay you max money, we got to have max production. Mm. And you look at a guy like Ja, like, it's not the question you ask with him. Can he play 60 games a year? Like, this is a slight guard who relies on driving, who isn't a great shooter, and he keeps getting hurt. Yeah, I don't know. That's crippling right now to a franchise. Mm-hmm. And you're seeing that in Philly, I think, is what the issue is you're seeing there. Can I ask a question before we get out of here? Because it's a question I keep getting asked, and I need to ask the experts.
Yeah.
Why did the Kings not take any of the young fellas back? Were they just up against it? Or did they just decide, we want a lateral talent and Zach LaVine is good enough as a return for this trade?
I think they had their eyes set on Zach LaVine.
Okay.
That was it. I could be wrong.
Okay. I thought it was that simple. I don't think I am.
I really do think it is that simple. They had their eyes set on Zach LaVine. San Antonio was how they could make it work. San Antonio probably knew that. And that's why it happened the way that it happened.
I also think, and this is just an assumption by me. I mean, if you're San Antonio, why would you give up anybody? You're not really trading
with San Antonio.
Yeah, but you're
trading with Chicago, so San Antonio's like, I don't have to give up anything to make this work.
Oh, that aspect, and like, if they could have just worked with San Antonio, I think they would have. I think San Antonio was like, why would I give you anything? I'm talking to Rich. He's coming here regardless.
Yeah, but that's now you sound like a fan. That's not reality.
What's not reality?
That he's just coming here regardless. You telling me, like, Rich Paul, the agent, is going to say, yeah, he's going to come here and sign for $100 million less, $80 million less? Well, there's no way. It's like, get him now so you can get the 5 years, $296.
Yeah, but if
or whatever he signs.
But he's going up against the Kings situation. So, yeah, San Antonio has a little bit of urgency, but they don't have that much urgency. They don't have that much urgency where they're like, we'll give you whatever. It's not.
But it's not what it. I think there's a far cry between we'll give you whatever to we'll give you something. So, they didn't give them anything.
So how that, and you could be right. I don't know. But how that comes off is they didn't even ask about the other guys, or they didn't press them about the other guys. And they didn't care about the other guys.
That's basically what I'm saying. Like, it seems like the Kings prioritized.
I don't think it's true.
It was better now than the other returns, and the other guys are good. They're mystery boxes, right? Mm. And instead of the mystery box, the Kings said, "We want the boat."
Yeah, I don't think.
To me, that's
no. I'm with you, and I'm not saying they didn't ask for Stephon Castle or Keldon or whatever. Mm. I think they were just willing to not get them.
Yeah, it seems like,
you know what I mean. Like not that they didn't want
to hold De'Aaron hostage. It got to the point where it's like, you know what, we're out. You know, let's get what we can get and let's get going. Well, to me, but that's why again, that's why I'm asking you guys. And I just think, I don't think that that Spurs deal is a prize either. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think getting Keldon or whomever is just like this home run. I like Zach a lot, you know. And you also got to work with Domas' timeline. Like, we're not going to be bad right now.
That's the other thing.
Whoa. Okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of DashPass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier entirely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks. No cash access and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
It's America's 250th birthday, and I'm going to shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, they've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas with genuine leather seats, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving, charging, storage, and those signature Bob-opedic seats. So, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
And that's what people outside maybe don't understand. They still wanted to win.
Yeah.
And and win for them at the very least is like we're trying to get to the playoffs. And that week that De'Aaron requested that trade, before I was like, everybody was like, yeah, we'll figure it out in the summer. And then you saw how that team reacted and what was going on. It was like, this, that can't happen. Like, he's got to go. So maybe they created their own sense of urgency and their own short timeline because they wanted to win immediately. But I think that played a big role into it, too.
Yeah, it seems like the Kings were more urgent. And I think, honestly, they saw an opportunity to get a guy they've been looking at for a long time. And they weren't going to send him to Chicago. They weren't going to do a swap straight with Chicago. So it's like, all right, let's figure it out. The Spurs were smart in that. Like, the other teams that were salary dumping grounds, they just hopped in trades and they just did whatever and grabbed picks. The Spurs were smart ones enough to go, oh, we're going to dump some of our salary. Like, we're going to, you know, they played it well and it fell in their laps. So, but yeah, I was just curious what you guys' perspective was on that.
Yeah, man, this will be an interesting final stretch of the season for sure. There's a lot of real... There's a lot of real interesting teams to watch that have ramifications like for years. Phoenix being one of them, Philadelphia being another one. You know, there's the Howard Beck rumor that the Memphis Grizzlies came out and shot down about, you know, Ja Morant and this offseason. So
and then there's another. I know we don't have time, so I'm not gonna get into it. But Eddie, make sure you stay listening when we come back from the break. There's another one that I do not.
Eddie knows what it is.
He probably heard the Ja rumor. Did we talk about it?
No, not the Ja rumor. I'm not to kill the tease. You're talking about Giannis, and I assume you're talking about the Golden State Warriors.
Yeah, and he was all in the video this weekend too.
Of course he was.
He was all in the video.
Involved a certain team in Boston, but that's neither here nor there. They've shot it down. But look, you're gonna see a lot happening this year. Them big contracts. These teams are not all that excited.
That apron was really a game changer, huh? That apron was really a game changer, huh?
CBA is garbage.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. CBA is
okay, Draymond, relax.
CJ needs to be fired.
No. See, only, well, all right. Eddie.
Now that we don't see him no more, I can talk crazy.
Yeah, right. Eddie, we appreciate you, baby. Thanks as always. Yes, sir. Likewise, Eddie Gonzalez, man. Every Friday here with D-Lo and KC, we'll come back. Will Z joins us at the top of the hour. James Ham's taking the afternoon off as he gets ready to return to Kings basketball tonight because he plays. So we'll talk with Will. He's got some stuff out regarding Markelle Fultz. We'll get his thoughts on this next stretch of the season, and we'll get ready for Kings basketball tonight. It's the Kings and the Warriors at the Golden One Center. It's D-Lo and KC here on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320. That was a wild commercial break now that I think about it. There's a lot that went on during that commercial break if you stuck around in the...
That was wild.
You gotta check us out on
Charlie's
YouTube,
potty mouth just coming in here. But Charlie doesn't even know he said anything wrong. Charlie's sitting at his desk right now, like, what are these two talking about?
Charlie's never gonna talk to us again.
At some point, everyone's gonna realize you just can't talk to us. Like, you can't come in and have a normal conversation with the three of us.
Damn.
Or the 1,400 of us, because someone's gonna catch it.
Hey, man.
You really think, Giannis? No, but real quick, before I know you got to get your stuff off.
No. Yeah. I'm gonna tell you this.
We really think Giannis is leaving?
Rod, I think he is gonna leave eventually. I don't think he's gonna spend his career in Milwaukee. I don't know how soon that's gonna happen, but I think he will leave. And being in the Bay Area over the weekend, everybody's trying to make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's trying to make it happen. Okay.
And you learned all of this as you were in the hotel room not charging your phone.
Well, this is before I was in the hotel room. Okay.
You would have missed Steph and Giannis arm in arm at his party.
They were, and I can't confirm this. I could confirm it if I was there, but I can't confirm this. But they was like, he's the only one that got an invite. Or who was up in there like that?
Oh, wait. That's a shoot? Really?
Yeah. They.
Oh, wow.
No, he was at the party, him and the wife.
Okay.
We're at the... At the party.
Man, could
taking
have been.
Pictures, flicking it up.
Could have been.
Stop telling us, bro. Just stop telling us everything.
I'm telling you what I know. That's what I can't.
No, because you could have been at the party. You could have been there when Giannis.
Could have been Giannis, Steph, and KC.
Up and like, let's team up.
No, what if I was
could have had
picture.
That video yeah. on ESPN 1320. Well, it would have been King KC 916. We could have had it. Yo, that's KC of ESPN 1320. We would have got some love somehow.
There was a picture of Nico Harrison and Rob Pelinka at the coffee shop the day they were doing the Luka trade or whatever. Like, we could have released that picture and made money or something.
But KC decided to make his own coffee that day.
Which reminds you, I'm gonna send you something because I got logged out and I just asked, and they're like, yeah, it's a two-step.
Okay.
Oh, come on, man.
I can help you with that. We do that during a commercial break. I got you. Yeah.
Trying to get through Odyssey Secret Service.
Yeah. But yeah,
like, it's Fort Knox on our
that's facts.
Friggin' crazy. Social media accounts.
But they really gonna try it. And they really think they got a shot. They probably believe, like, yeah, if he does leave, this is where he would go. Whether that's true or not, I don't know, but I would not be happy about
Golden
that.
Golden State, I would not be either.
Is Giannis a buck after two seasons, the next two seasons?
No.
I don't think so.
Well, the other reason I bring that up, too, to what Jesse's talking about is you heard the report that came out yesterday, randomly. I think Shams was on one of them shows, and he was like, Giannis is monitoring what's going on in Milwaukee because if he doesn't feel like he's going to monitor this playoffs to see what it looks like.
Was he on Draymond Green's podcast?
I don't know.
Well, there was another thing too, I think Giannis said a few days before where it's like, I'll never request a trade, but if we're not winning and the team needs to trade me,
that is the dumbest line in sports history.
That's crazy.
He's probably angling his way out.
They said this year. Like, he's monitoring what happens in the playoffs this year. And
Giannis, you have a lot of control over what happens in the playoffs.
Yes and no, though. Like,
if Giannis goes for 40 per and...
Bro, if he goes for 40 per and they lose in the first round.
And they lose. Yeah, that's what I mean. No, that's what I mean.
I've done all Pacers I can do. They lost to last year?
Yeah. Yeah, another first round exit would be... He'd be gone by game three. He'd be requesting that trade for game three. I think, I say all this to say, this stuff could all happen as soon as this year. KD and Giannis could have new teams over the summer.
You could have Jaylen Brown and Peyton Pritchard, fine.
Yeah. What'd you think of the, we talked about this with Eddie for a second. What'd you think of the Ja Morant? Like, I mean, Howard Beck is a great reporter. Mm-hmm. He's not a clickbait guy.
Well, Kyle Madsen was there when it happened. So Kyle was at the podcast. He was with Logan Murdoch and Rajah Bell. I can't remember the name of their podcast. They were doing a live show.
This
is my favorite thing that Kenny does. Don't tell me. Okay, I don't know.
I believe you. Yeah, the real ones.
Cool.
I thought you do.
I don't know.
The real ones, Rajah and Logan's podcast.
But yeah, I guess Howard Beck kind of like hinted at it, didn't say it, and then like Rajah Bell and Logan were like, "Nah, tell us what you heard and whatever." And then he told him like, "Well, I heard an exec told me that Ja Morant could be on the move."
Okay, so he got a little loose.
Yeah, he got peer pressure.
Yeah,
he got peer pressure at a live show. It was a long way.
Because I remember thinking like that's not Howard's bag. That's a little reckless. Be like, oh, an exec told me, like, that's not what you do.
Right.
That makes a lot more sense.
It was peer pressure at a live show.
Yeah, that's because I think there are some reporters who don't think stuff they say on a podcast will get grabbed and used as a report, like Howard Beck says. Now, of course, the Grizzlies have come out. It's like the teams can, like, any executives can fantasize about trading for whoever they want to. Mm-hmm. They leave us out of it.
Yeah.
However, you go back to our conversation with Eddie there a second ago, and it's like, well,
there's a world where that happens.
Is it the craziest thought in the world? It does feel like it, though, with where the Grizzlies are right now versus where they were a year ago, and Ja Morant being the central figure in that.
But one of the things that can lend credence to it, or like people can start having conversations, is Ja ain't played that much this year.
It's very true. Mm-hmm.
And it's like, all right, well, we were able to bounce back.
He's in the Luka category where he's missing
now time. One of the things you might argue is if you're like, no, we can't trade him, is his presence is extremely valuable to this franchise, to this locker room, to this city. And I don't want to say you can't put a dollar figure on that, but that's more than the fact that he's played. It's worth more, excuse me, than the fact that he's played 40 games or something like that. Like, it's almost invaluable. But somebody would say, well, how invaluable? Like, we can get, I'm just throwing out a name, we can get De'Aaron Fox, who's on the court for 75 games and can give you actual production, I think we'd be all right. So I think he's going to get whatever contract is waiting for him. And I think he'll sign with the Memphis Grizzlies. But the thought is
promptly trade him.
About 2 years.
Trade him.
About 2 years. I mean, we that's just the nature of the beast now, right? We're not going to see players stay with teams throughout their career anymore, which sucks. I really wish the CBA would go away. I wonder if they have an opt-out. It's been awful. Like,
I don't think they do.
I don't think they do either. I think it's a 10-year deal. As somebody who, like, now we're really damn, we talk about how people, like, start worrying about contracts and, like, you're like, well, it's not your money. What do you care? Well, when you're thinking about building a team now, that's definitely a fact. Like, well, they're not going to pay Sabonis $400 million if they're a playing team.
Yeah.
So Sabonis is going to be gone with 2 years left on his extension because the money is so massive.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
You could justify it if it was like $150 million.
Right.
But the money is so crazy, and then the tax implications are so crazy.
The second apron wasn't a very literal game changer.
the tax implications and the aprons are so crazy, the Mavericks questioned Luka. Like, that's how crazy it was. Like, damn.
Yeah, this isn't
about. Really want to do that?
This isn't about beer, diets, and hot dogs. This was about 300 some odd million in fielding a competitive team around him.
Pretty sure the tax bill has the Celtics owners like ready to sell because of that.
Yeah, this guy. Yeah,
yeah, that guy. Your boy. What's his name?
Who?
He's the owner. He's like, man, I got tequila out here.
Oh, the actual
jumping
owner?
Off the shelves. Yeah,
Wick, Grosbeck, I think. Wick.
Yeah, isn't he? He's selling, yeah, like as selling. A shoe, right? Yeah, yeah, he's one of the owners with Jordan and a handful of other guys on Sin Cara.
Rumor is his dad saw the tax bill. Like, what the hell have you been doing the last few years? Like, we're not doing this anymore.
The bill came in.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's and it leaves these teams with questions and answers they got to question. Like, or excuse me, questions they got to answer with even a championship team.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, all right, this is cool, but in two years, somebody got
to
go.
You think we're hitting an era where we start to see stars just not move freely all the time, but like Luka got moved. Maybe we see Giannis next, Ja Morant, those rumors are starting to happen.
So they move. This is, they move, they just don't move freely.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, teams are moving them.
Yeah.
I think that's.
Did you see the Ant-Man? Did you see the Anthony Edwards conversation with Malika? Of course, it's Malika, so you never, you know, I don't know if they lied to her.
And Taylor. And Taylor, you just never know.
Well, again, you don't know. She asked, what was the question? Especially stupid.
I think I'm out on Edwards.
I want to get to that. I started, there was nothing wrong with it. Mm-hmm. At all. I was intrigued. I just got sidetracked and wound up turning it off. I started Court of Gold. I started the Netflix joint.
Yeah.
And there was a scene relatively, again, I didn't watch very long, but there was a scene relatively early with Steve Kerr and Anthony Edwards. Mm. And I thought, this is the fakest scene I've ever seen. Like, Steve Kerr is doing this for the camera. He's talking about watching, like, LeBron practice and Steph practice and, you got to rebound it. Get into guys. And it's like, oh, this is a bit. Like, you're doing this for the camera. And Anthony Edwards was like, yeah, for sure, for sure. He just wanted Steve to shut up. It was so obvious he wanted Steve Kerr to shut up so bad. And I was like, and that's not even about Ant-Man. That's about Steve Kerr. I was like, this scene is so fake. Like, this scene is 1,000% fake. So I walked away from that. But the interview with Kendra, Malika, she asked 5 championships on 5 different teams or 1 championship on 1 team. Mm. And he said 1 and be with the 1. Mm. You believe him?
I do. I believe him. Ant is, I just think in a basketball sense, he's a loyal dude.
Wow. Okay.
Just all right. Point. Go ahead. Actually, thank you for clarifying that.
No, like, yeah. Okay. I look up and all I see is Jesse's face. Like, okay.
In a basketball sense, I think he's big on loyalty and his situation. Like, I think he understands what it would mean.
The amount of women that go, oh, so you're gonna stay with them for 20 years, huh?
I've seen way too many of Anthony Edwards' tech screenshots.
Yeah. Right.
I think in a basketball sense, he understands what, I'm assuming he's just talking about Minnesota, what that would mean to Minnesota. And I believe him when he says that. I also believe he don't want to, in basketball, he doesn't want to bounce around from team to team.
Yeah.
I do believe that.
Whoa. Okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of Dash Pass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or?
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier and timely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks, no cash access, and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's really refreshing!
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.